Okay, we had four good days in camp. Guys came in really in pretty good shape for what you can do in the off season. Now we need to get in football shape, but the team's ready to work. I thought today was just okay. A little sloppy, ball on the ground a little too much, some offsides issues, but you know, day four of camp, and so we're so far away from where we need to be. So much work needs to get accomplished between now and the time we break camp. It's another day, all right? So we'll be off tomorrow and then back at it on Thursday, and ready to get back after these guys. I know we had good news for Garyon yesterday. That was pretty much anticipated by us. So I'm just happy we can now turn our full attention toward football, and I know he's relieved. And, you know, I know you're going to ask the question about Donald, and I'm going to focus on the guys that are here. I spoke enough on it last week, or 4 days ago, 5 days ago. So I don't really have much to add to that. So questions?
What do you think about the fact that you, your defensive coordinator, and the GM all played through linebacker in the NFL, and yet that's a position that's kind of uncertain as
to
who will start this season?
Yeah, I guess maybe I can talk Reggie out of retirement. I don't know. You know, it's you work to put a football team together, and I think we've, in a strong way, addressed a lot of different positions. We really haven't had attacked that one the same way. That's not to say we won't, or that it's just you can only do so much each year. And it's just the way it's worked out. We've got a collection of young guys right now that are eager. They're learning, they're developing, and you know, we're going to work with these guys, and we'll find out. But I think the fact that we, you know, have identified a really good edge people like Khalil and Bruce, I think it starts there. I think you work with corners and guys that can cover in the secondary, and we've identified some of that. And I think, you know, linebacker is also on that list. It just maybe hasn't got checked off the same way other positions have yet.
How do you combine the two elements of building on with confidence of what you guys accomplished last year, but then assuming nothing as you come into camp this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, you know, good or bad, what happened in the past is left in the past. I think for us each year you have to come in and reestablish who you are, the things you believe in, learn how to sacrifice, get yourself in shape, and it's not just physical conditioning, it's mental, emotional conditioning. And that's what we're here to do. You know, we're working hard at it. You know, we're just getting started here in camp. It's very early in camp. We've got a long way to go, but I like the spirit of this football team. We've got a good group of men, and we know we've got a lot of work in front of us.
You say you won't talk about him specifically, but in your experience, are there certain positions that you don't want anyone missing time, but could miss time more than others? Certain guys that you would be okay in missing time, or are there positions that you need right away to be in?
I'm going to focus on coaching the guys that are here. Yeah.
What have you seen from Shalik as far as growth from year one to year two? Is he making a jump at all?
Yeah, I think Shalik, I think he's, you know, good young player that is being asked to do a lot more right now with Bruce, you know, working his way back. And so he's getting a lot of exposure and experience right now. Obviously, all the experience of last year, you know, you build on that as well. So I think guys like, you know, Carl Joseph, Hottie Ward, you know, Shalik. I think those guys all benefit from now having a little experience, a little wisdom.
Can you give me your thoughts on James Kauser, what he's like as a football player, a guy,
yeah,
your experience with him?
Yeah, James is really, you know, really one of the, you know, smarter football players out here. I mean, he's very instinctive. He's got a natural feel for pass rush. You know, I like him. I mean, he's a guy that works hard every day. You can count on him, very dependable.
You see Jelani Jenkins as a guy that maybe can step in and do some of the things that Malcolm Smith did for you the last couple of years?
That's the hope.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so I think, you know, Jelani, you know, adding him for the will position, give us some veteran presence there. And that's what he's getting every opportunity to do.
When it comes to Markell, Jack, how steep is that learning curve for a fifth-round rookie, especially to come in there and be the guy in the middle, yeah, the quarterback of the defense when he's a rookie?
Well, you know, some guys are natural leaders. Some guys are intelligent enough to handle all that. We'll figure that out as we go through camp. I think he's done a pretty good job thus far of showing that he's a pretty good learner, and he's got a good presence about him, you know. So, yeah, we'll see how that grows and whether or not he can earn that. He's going to get every opportunity to compete for it. I know that he definitely sees himself as that guy, and we like that. And it really doesn't matter once you get here how you got here. So, you know, whether he's a high pick or a lower pick, you know, he's got a spot here in our camp. He's got an opportunity to show us what he's all about. And you know, I think he's been pretty solid to start camp.
The chemistry that is pretty apparent out there between DJ Emmanuel and Cordarrelle Patterson. And DJ was saying just the other day that they're roommates here in camp. I mean, what have you seen from those two from a chemistry standpoint? And if you have any clue of what went into them becoming roommates here at camp?
Okay, I don't have any clue about the roommate thing. I think, you know, looking at EJ and him coming here, Cordarrelle, him coming here, I think obviously there were two guys that we felt could upgrade us at those positions. Cordarrelle with his tremendous explosiveness, his return ability, and the fact that we feel like there's still a lot more to develop there from a receiver standpoint, potentially doing some other things with him. And then with EJ, you know, he had a relationship with Todd before. You know, he was selected high in the draft before. He doesn't carry all that burden with him. He just comes in here with a chance to compete and develop, not worry about all that other stuff, and just think about growing every day as a player. The fact that the two of them are coming together and spending time getting on the same page is great, but it's not the main thing for me because, you know, we want all our guys to kind of grow and build relationships. So I'm happy that's the case. I'm happy we have both of them.
See Carl Joseph put a whole offseason in and then stack a few practices together, and then every day we're here, it's like the last guy out of that field house working and doing extra stuff.
Yeah.
What do you expect to see from him based on, you know, last year with the knee? It seemed like he never really got to hit a stride the way he would have liked.
Yeah, I think you're saying exactly right. I think we're seeing the same things. I mean, he's a tireless worker. There's no shortage of energy for him and a desire for him to want to improve and become a really good football player. We liked a lot about what we drafted, you know, and I think he's healthier now, and we're getting a chance to see more of, you know, who he is and what he can be as he's healthier and has a little bit of experience.
Does it ever happen with a guy, not him or anybody else, that a guy's working so hard afterwards that you got to be easy? You know, we're just 4 days into camp. You know?
Nah,
is
man.
Is that possible?
I mean, I suppose it could be, but that's rare. That's rare. We keep a good eye on him, so we're not going to let him go too far.
You guys have pretty good depth at receiver. Bottom end of that, Mickens and Plant, what have you seen those guys so far?
Well, they've been really strong throughout this offseason. I think, you know, both KJ and Jadon, obviously being with us last year on the practice squad, developmental squad, and developing, and you know, a little different in how they do it. Jadon, a smaller, quicker guy with some return ability, and KJ, a bigger guy, and able to get in there and do some of the blocking and things, some of the dirty work we ask our receivers to do. So, but they're both doing a great job. You know, they're both in the mix. We have a good solid group of wideouts, and much like everywhere on our roster, we're going to let these guys compete and let it play out.
Considering how you have to rebuild your special teams with all the players that you lost, how big is Holton fit into your plans in terms of assuming he can build on what he did last year?
Yeah, it'd be natural for him to expand his role a little bit, take some of the experience he had last year, and help us make an even bigger impact on special teams as well as being involved in the offense. So that's the next step for him. That's the progression we're looking to see.
You mentioned that you're only 4 days in, but today was just okay.
Yeah.
Given the spirit of this team, is that a little disappointing or kind of on par with what you anticipated?
Well, it's not good enough. Not good enough. That's all. I explained it to our guys. It's not what we need to do. We need to come out and practice crisper, sharper, cleaner football. But it's one day, and just like if it's one period, you learn a lesson. I always shoot straight with our guys. Don't always share it with you, but just gave you a little synopsis from what just happened.
In injury question. Do you expect Amari back on Thursday?
Or? Injury.
Yeah,
come on, you know how I am on injuries.
Out there.
We'll see.
All right.